We know Taco Bell's food is great. They've even got a whole new cantina menu with fresh new ingredients. Taco Bell is not just for late night anymore. With fresh new ingredients like slow roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. Taco Bell is a great destination for your midday fuel. They have amazing menu items like cantina chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadilla. I truly do love Taco Bell. I love a Crunchwrap Supreme. It is one of my favorite things to eat. Ooh, don't wait till it's late. Try the new cantina chicken menu now. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store. To figure out why I'm still single, even though I'll let you come right in my open eye.
Really? Is that true?
I mean, if you ask nicely,
it'll give you pink eye.
Oh, will it?
Allegedly.
Gross.
I've never let someone else do that.
All right, I'll let you come in my closed eye. I'll let you give me some eyeshadow with your cum.
Wow. That's a look I've never seen on Drag Race.
No, but wouldn't that be a nice dewy look, like a Glossier makeup look? Anyway, the voice you're hearing is my guest. You've seen him on Playing House, and you've seen him at UCB Drag Race as my favorite drag queen, Barbara Fella.
Oh.
Donny Rodriguez.
Hello, Nicole Bayer. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for being
Thanks
here.
Thanks for having me.
Man. Tony, I say this to you all the time, but Barbara Fella is my favorite character I've ever seen in a live performance. Oh. It's my listeners, you probably haven't seen Barbara Fella unless you live in LA and you've been to the Drag Race show, but Barbara Fella has nothing to do with Barbarella and she's out of her mind and she's so funny.
I have to say, one, I think Barbara Fella is the most fun character I've ever done in my life, and I have you to thank. In large part for even having her in my life. Because the very first time I performed her, I think I was very quickly dismissed. Mm-hmm. And you sort of gave her a second chance. And I think that's where she was sort of born.
She's just so funny. I think it's just like the voice, the makeup, the wig, all of it is just perfect. Oh. And if you have a chance to see UCB Drag Race at the Franklin UCB Theater in Los Angeles, you absolutely should. It sells out as soon as it's posted, but like you should go. I'm there most of the time. Barbara Fellows drops in. Sometimes competes and sometimes is just there.
She's just there.
I love it. Tony, are you single?
I'm single, yes.
Are you looking?
I am looking.
Are you on apps?
I'm on all the apps.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm on all of the apps.
Which ones?
Hinge, yep. Scruff, yep. Tinder, yep. OkCupid.
Yeah, me too, even though I'm like, what is this?
It's like people can write paragraphs and
They
really share their lives. You know what? Like, I feel like now I don't even read the paragraphs until I meet someone.
Same. I won't read a paragraph. I don't really read profiles until I'm like gearing up to meet someone and I go, okay, what are you all about? Mm-hmm. This man on OkCupid contacted me. We were talking. We seemed to be having a nice conversation. He says, do you want to meet up next week? I said, sure. And he goes, you want to come by my recording studio? And I was like, ugh, no. I know what audio looks like. I don't care. But then I said, sure. And then he unmatched me. And I was like, wait,
I agreed to come to your shitty job.
Oh.
And you unmatched me?
How you could have invited him to the podcast studio.
Do you want to come to the podcast studio and watch me talk? I mean, I would never invite someone to work because a set may seem exciting, but it's just a lot of like waiting and sitting. Like, why would...
No.
No.
The only only if there's like a special celebrity guest star.
Yeah.
And you're like, you got to meet them.
Or like a wild stunt where you're like, I'm going to be flying through the sky. You want to come?
That'd be... Oh, yeah. Yes.
That would be fun. Yeah. I don't know if that's ever going to happen.
Can't they do Nailed It on Location?
Imagine.
Like Nailed It on an airplane.
I really want them. You know how like TGI Friday, not TGI Friday, on ABC, was it TGI Friday?
I don't know. Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like where Family Matters and all that would be on like one day. You know how like sometimes they would do all the shows are shooting in Florida?
Yes.
Disney World.
Yeah.
I want to do like Nailed It. Disney Vacation.
That would be amazing.
Where like they send me somewhere fun. Maybe like Fiji or something so it's not Disney World with children. Ugh.
Oh, you don't like children?
No. And children now like me and I hate it.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't... Oh.
I like babies.
I love babies.
Babies are great. Babies have no opinions. You hold them. You rock them to sleep. They're happy to be there.
Yeah.
Children are like, why? Yuck.
I don't understand.
I hate spaghetti. And it's like, you ate spaghetti yesterday. You don't hate it. You don't have a real opinion.
Have you ever nannied?
Yeah.
This is where this is coming from.
It's okay. It was the best birth control I could ever
ask
for. I love babies. I truly love them, but
you don't want any
kids.
Yeah.
I just want to read this real quick. It was a DM on Instagram. Jabrams 38 said, "There's a 900% chance you won't answer this, but I started using your pickup lines on Tinder, and I just wanted you to see this." So I, on an episode, read some really dumb first lines for Bumble. So the person said, "Would you rather have to eat a piece of tinfoil once a day or turn into a potato every night for an hour?" Which is a line I used on someone. And like, sometimes they would respond, sometimes they didn't. And then this person responded to my friend, Jay Abrams, 38, "I would rather have you never talk to me again."
Oh.
So I didn't respond, Jay Abrams 38, but I did read it on the podcast, and I do appreciate that you tried to use my pickup lines. But also, I'm single. Don't do a single thing I'm doing.
Well, but I guess that's fair. I guess it's like a science, right? Well, have you had success stories with pickup lines?
No.
No? Okay.
No. The last pickup line was like about... what would you do if you found a penguin in your room? And that was a conversation we had where then he asked me to hang out. I said yes, and then he never followed up. So I was like, cool. Mm. Now I want to read this.
Please do.
So I posted a picture of me like in my underwear or something because I love doing that because I love my body.
I love your bathing suit pictures.
Thank you.
They make me scream out loud with joy.
Tony, thank you.
Not really.
So like, then this person DM'd me and was like, "This is why you're single." And I was like, maybe this person has something good to say. So I responded. I won't say their name because I didn't like what they said.
Don't like it.
Why? And then they said, "Okay, I listen to your podcast. I have a lot of friends in your predicament. I've been married for 6 years. P.S. People love to tell you that they found somebody when they're giving you advice. And I don't know why. I don't need to know that you were married for 6 years. I don't fucking care. And I can tell you that all my husband's friends who are single, males, dismiss beautiful girls who are way too raunchy. P.S. I'm in my underwear. I didn't say nothing raunchy. Now, I'm not trying to insult you in any way. You did. I think you're beautiful and have a great personality. But saying whatever comes to mind and being overly extravagant throws anybody off. I'm not saying change who you are. You are. But you can evolve to just as funny, charming version of yourself. One that says, I'm ready to be your lady in the streets, but a freak in the sheets. Best wishes, girl. God's got your back."
Okay. All right.
So, like, I don't know. It bothered me that this person was judging a post that I put up.
Right.
Said they liked my podcast and were like a fan of my work, and then were like, but change everything about you?
Yeah. What's her phrasing of will put anybody off? She's full on judging.
Yes.
From the vantage point of everyone feels the way I feel.
Saying whatever comes to mind and being overly extravagant throws anybody off.
No, that's not true.
Right?
It will attract who it attracts.
Yes.
And if that's not your thing, that's not your thing.
Yes.
Like or don't like and move the fuck along to your married, comfortable life.
Yes, to your 6 years throwing judgment married, to the singles. Throwing judgment at me. So, Instagram person, if you know who you are, no, I didn't respond because you really ticked me off. I was mad for a hot second. Then I was like, let me screenshot this shit because I'm a fucking reader. Oh,
good. What would you say is the ratio of positive to this people?
Very, very, very positive.
Good.
People, I guess I don't. I guess I could highlight some of the positive. Let me slide in my DMs. People are very, very sweet to me. A woman, let's see if I could find her.
I think you are aspirational is what I think most people gravitate towards.
Thank you. Hold on. This woman, I posted it because my friend Ego got SNL.
Yes, so today, right?
So I posted about that. So I'm getting a lot of DMs about people being happy for her, which is very nice. So yeah. Shout out to Ego.
You've tested.
So, okay, Mrs._GingerMexican, she DM'd me and said, I love your positivity that you put out. You make me try to be more comfortable in my body. So Ms. Ginger Mexican, don't try. Just be. Cool. Your body's beautiful.
Aw.
Everybody is beautiful. There is no ugly body. There's bodies that maybe don't look like what you want them to look like, but like
Donald Trump's dick, apparently.
Oh, well, he's got an ugly body because he's not right. He's not right in the head. And then I have another lady. I can't remember.
Or his head. Hmm? But neither of his heads are right.
Nothing about him's right. So Amber.Lee, she said, I bought a toothpaste bathing suit today. You inspire me. Also, I love you. You're hilarious. Amber, good. Be brave in your two-piece. So there's what I did. I read one shitty thing and two nice things.
See? Good.
So now I feel good. Thank you, Tony, for making me do that.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome. De nada.
So you're not dating anyone right now. Have you been on dates recently?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been on dates. I'll say, I guess I'm attracted to people who are busy, but then...
Okay.
Those busy people don't have time to date.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm quite kind of, you know, and as you know, our insane career, we're busy, then we're not busy, then we're not. Mm-hmm. Zero predictability. You have to drop everything in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I'm not really dating anyone, but I would. I've been on dates.
What's your type? Do you have a type?
I think I'm all over the place, but generally, I think guys my age or older.
Mm-hmm.
I like a man,
You
know, like a man who knows who he is. Mm-hmm. That's not to say I wouldn't do a romp with a younger kid, you know?
A romp with a younger kid is such a funny phrase.
I can't believe, I feel like Betty Davis right
now. I'd
have
a romp with a young stud.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I had a type. I genuinely don't have a type anymore. I very much... will like see a picture and be like, I don't know if you're attractive or not. And then I have learned that boys take terrible pictures. So I will meet them and then I'll make a choice.
Right.
Like I went on a date that was not great, but he was cute and his picture was like fine. And I was like, in my brain, I was like, I don't know if he's that cute, but like he looks fine. And then I met him in person. I was like, oh, you're very attractive. You just take terrible pictures.
Hmm.
And then I just went on a date with this dude who also, he sent me a picture that I was like, meh. And then I was like, oh no, I find you very, very cute.
I don't know until I meet someone, right, in the flesh. I guess you could have 25 pictures and they all, you know, you could have different attraction levels to each one. And some of the, okay, here's a red flag, I think. If all of someone's pictures are stunningly gorgeous.
Ah, yeah.
In L.A., I'm going to say you're probably really boring.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say that either of our pictures are just stunningly gorgeous. everyone.
I mean, I take a good photo, so I think I'm stunning. Mm-hmm. No, I'm kidding. I think I look like me in my pictures. I try to present myself in a very truthful way so people aren't like, oh, no, she's fatter in person, or that would be the only thing.
What are you? You are straight. Strictly straight?
No.
Loosely straight.
Loosely straight. Loosely exactly straight. I specifically, like, this year was like, I think I'm going to start dating women because men's, I'm not having great luck with them. I do love a dick, and we can go buy a dick. I would also date someone who's non-binary. I truly am very pretty fluid about sexuality because anybody can make you come except for a child because they're stupid.
Right. Children are stupid, and I'd say animals are too.
Yeah.
In the bedroom. Yeah, we're talking about just in the bedroom.
A dog can't make you come.
No.
Ew, imagine a dog eating you out. You would have to really soap up your puss because dogs eat their own shit.
Ugh. I've been in a bed with a pig, though.
What?
I mean, a human pig.
Oh. I thought you meant like a little piglet, and
no,
I got so excited.
That's disgusting. No.
Because I want a toy pig, but they don't make them.
They don't?
No, they make mini pigs, and they grow up to like 60 pounds.
Oh.
I want a pig that's going to stay like 10 pounds forever.
Like a lap pig?
Yes, I want a lap pig. Oh my God, that would be so fucking cute.
That'd be adorable. They're so cute. Their little tails.
Yes, they're cute little tails and cute little buddies. Ooh. I never pig. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to, I've been dating this person. I guess I shouldn't talk about it because it's currently happening. But I'm still single. I'm like not in a relationship with this person. And it's been going like, okay. It's been going good. I think they listen to this. It's going great.
So I was thinking about your situation hosting a podcast about relationships.
Yes.
If and when you are in one, which, we, you know.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
You know Dan Savage, of course, the love advice columnist. Mm-hmm. I guess when he started dating who would become his husband, I guess they had a rule where he wouldn't talk about their relationship.
Oh.
That has changed since then. But in the beginning, the person he married was worried that he would become the story.
Oh, interesting.
In the column. But obviously that was between them.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I pitched this, they're like, what if you get in a relationship? And I was like, you got more hope in me than I do because I don't think it's going to happen.
I think it could happen.
I mean, maybe it will happen. And I think my rule would be... I think I would... Well, me personally, I don't think I would, like, post about this person until we were, like, committed for a while. Like, post them on, like, Instagram or, like, whatever. Because I think there's just, like... I do talk about a lot of my life, but like that, if it was actually special to me, I would want to keep private. And then like when I'm dating people, I don't like take pictures with them or anything. Like that's weird. Let's not do that.
No, only I feel like special occasions, right?
Yeah. Like if we make it to a year anniversary, I'll post a picture of you.
There we go.
And then if it's like a year anniversary and we say I love you or whatever, I think I'd be like, well, can I talk about this on the podcast? Do you mind? I won't say your name. Maybe it would be like, if you don't mind, because it would be me dragging the person into the spotlight.
Yeah.
Like if I was posting pictures of them and then talking about them in a way where like they don't have a say in what I'm saying. I'm just putting information out there to have people feel some type of way about them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it would have to be like a full conversation with that person.
You are not sure that they listen?
They might, they may not.
Okay.
Well, one person I know for sure does.
Okay.
And then the other person listens to other podcasts and has heard me on other podcasts, but I don't think they listen to this one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other person has not mentioned any podcasts. So I am trying my hardest to date as much as possible right now because hopefully, fingies crossed, I'll be busy soon.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like just trying to like set something up for the long term.
Yes, get those seeds in now.
Yes, plant the seeds so a tree of fucking can happen.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever... yeah, a tree of fucking.
You know that old saying.
That Brad Pitt's in that movie,
right? That's what
right?
the giving yeah. tree's about, right? Oh. A tree that fucks you.
Mm-hmm. It's good and giving
mm-hmm.
when it fucks, yeah.
It fucks you good.
Have you ever been on a date with someone who was famous in some way?
Nope.
Okay. Do these people that you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
are they at all in your entertainment field?
Nope.
Okay. Okay. Do you have any awareness? Well, it feels...
Say it. Just say it.
Okay.
It's fine.
Do you think that they knew who you were?
Yes.
All of them knew who
yes.
you were? Okay. And
because
how do you feel about
out,
that?
It is a little weird because... I get a little in my head as to like, oh, did you say yes to meeting me because you knew who I was or mm-hmm. because you were like attracted to me?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like they may be one and the same.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I get a little weary of like, what are people's intentions?
Right.
Do they like me from it's a weird thing. I like when people mention it, but then can move on very quickly.
Right.
And don't bring it up repeatedly, like the stuff I've worked on or whatever. And it's like, sure, we could talk about like something I've done for a couple minutes, but like you can't just like dig and ask and ask. That gets to be a little like, oh, I see what's happening and I understand why we're out.
Right. You can like navigate between this person's a fan
mm-hmm.
and this person likes me.
Yes.
And they may. As you said, they could be one and the same. They may not even have known who I am
mm-hmm.
were it not for this thing in the public eye.
Mm-hmm. But oh. I will say in the last 3 years, every date I've been on, they've known who I am. Oh, except for one where he...
And you said, marry me.
I said, please, dig in my pussy and marry me. Just kidding. His fingernails were too long.
Oh.
This man, I've talked about him a bunch. His fingernails were too long and they were oval shaped like Interview with the Vampire.
No.
They were so... They weren't dirty. They were just so long. And I was like, are they acrylics? What is happening? I hate these. And he was also like, scruffy, whatever. He I knew almost immediately that like I didn't feel anything towards him. And
what do you mean by scruffy? I'm gonna scratch my scruff on that.
Well, not scruffy like you. You look put together. He was like scruffy and his like shirt was wrinkled and
okay.
He was not right. He was not doing it for me. But
like this interview's over. No.
This interview's over. You don't like my scruff. But he asked me where I was coming from. And usually I don't really talk about comedy or anything on first dates. I wait till like the second or third if I can, but usually I can't. he was like, where are you coming from? I was like, oh, a stand-up show. And he was like, oh, cool. You like do stand-up. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, oh, so like what's your day job? And I was like, oh, I don't have one. And he was like, what? And I was like, I don't have one. He's like, yeah, but like what do you do for money? And I was like, oh, stand-up and like comedy and acting and stuff. And he's like, yeah, but like, what have you, like, been in? I was like, oh, a couple of things here and there. He's like, oh, but, like, why don't you have a... He, like, couldn't get past the fact that I didn't have a day job.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you don't have to know who I am, but, like, if I tell you something, why would you argue with me?
Right. That can be exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it was exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
When someone is in the entertainment field trying to date people that are not.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, this business is... incomprehensible mm-hmm. to the people in it.
Yeah.
I don't like, how do you explain it to people who aren't?
Yeah.
Why would anyone do this?
Yeah, because it's like, oh, why aren't you busy right now? And I was like, oh, because I don't have a job right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how are you making money? The checks that I, residuals, what do you mean residuals? Oh.
Wait, you did that job 2 years ago and you got paid for it now?
Paid for it? Mm-hmm. Yes, that's why you want to, you know, get a little guest star on something that's going to air for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is very, you're right. It's exhausting trying to explain, my job to people. Also, like, I don't want to date anybody with dreams. I want you to be living your dream.
Wait, you don't want to be dating anyone with dreams. But you want someone to be living their dream.
Yes.
I
don't want to date anybody who's like aspiring. I want to date someone who's like, you don't have to like have reached your goal, but I need you to be working on it. Not like sitting at home being like, I wish. Like, okay. I went on a date with someone who said that they tried stand-up once, and they were like, and that was it. And I said, oh, so do you want to do comedy? He's like, ah, yeah, but it's hard. And I said, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very hard. It's one of those horses that you get knocked down, and you just, like, have to get on again. And I was like, you have to. And he was like, ah, you know. And I
oh my God, no.
was floored.
No. Unless this person had some other dream that they were taking steps for.
No. No.
No. No. Then no. No. Then no. You've got to. Yeah, I agree with you.
Instant turn off. I was like, I can't fuck somebody with no aspirations.
No, I agree with this.
What if your non-aspirational dick fucking drip some jizz on me and then it soaks into my skin and then I have no aspirations. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, right. Because that stuff's contagious. So definitely close your eyes when they're coming.
Yes. Don't let them come in my eye, because then my eyes will be blind and I won't be able to see my goals.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that. You won't be able to see your goals.
Mm-hmm. So don't come in this face.
If you're just joining us, the As Nicole Started This Show is now retracted. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do not come.
I will not let you come in my
eyes. Or she will come for you.
I'll come for you because you're going to blind my goals. We got to take a break.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who, like, is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/date me. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can, like, order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho! without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me, spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
And we're back!
Yes.
What's the worst date you've ever been on?
Oh my God. I feel like I was just describing this recently. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It was the kind of date where, as I said earlier, I kind of gravitate toward guys my age or older who are somewhat established in their career. But along with that can come some sort of blindness to, I want to say you and I are sort of in the comedy. Well, no, we are in the comedy world. And that also comes with some politics.
Yeah.
Like we have to be aware of things in the world and how people speak to each other. And this person was so clueless about, this person was white and older than me. And we went to a restaurant and I knew someone, I didn't know they were working there. And they were so rude to him, even after I already said, this is my friend. And the friend was not mad at me at all. I was sort of like giving him looks like, oh my God, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I wish I could remember a very specific thing that he told me. I maybe have wiped it out of my memory. I guess people just oblivious to how they are coming off.
Yeah.
No self-awareness. And also earlier when we had fooled around, he said, I have a hairy belly.
That you have a hairy belly?
I have a hairy belly.
Wait, he said he had a hairy belly?
He said, oh, I love your hairy belly.
Oh.
And if he listens to this, then he'll know who this is.
I mean, I guess there's a cute way to say it.
I guess hairy he's belly. Trying to be cute, but I had never heard that in my life. I'm like, oh, I guess I do have a belly and there's hair on it. I've had worse dates, like that ended in dark stuff. That
oh no, then
yeah,
let's
no,
not get
different
into
yeah, no, no, no.
it.
Mm-mm.
I mean,
you know,
I recently slept with somebody, and he like pulled off my leggings, and before I had taken off my shoes, because I just like, I guess I got overwhelmed and like didn't take off my shoes, and I like sat there and I was like, you gotta take off my shoes. And I said it like that. And he was like, whoa. And then he like took off my shoes. And then I was gonna be like, now my shucks. But then I was like, don't. You've already made this
Nicole.
A little weird.
Oh, how did they respond?
He was fine. He very much, he just kind of clocked that I was being weird and then kept going. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
I get very weird sometimes. But as I was doing it, I was like, Nicole, this is so weird. Take off your own fucking shoes.
I want to ask you, what is going through your mind when you do that? Is it because you're really into them or is it another thing?
I think it's like I'm a silly person. So if I wasn't having sex with somebody and I wanted them to take off my shoes, I'd probably say it in that voice. And I think maybe I felt so comfortable with him that I was like, I can be silly. But then it's like, this is the first time you're sleeping with someone, so maybe you don't be silly.
Maybe that's like a third date.
Yeah, like third, fourth time that you're like, here's my quirky side.
Go down on me, please.
And excuse me.
I'm thirsty down there.
I need you downtown.
I might try that if you have a follow-up.
Maybe,
I'll call
maybe
in.
I will. Next time. I don't know if there's going to be a next time.
Hey. Oh. Hey, I have a pet peeve with sexual encounters.
Ooh, what is it?
And I've suddenly put a name to it. It's called lizard tongue.
What's lizard tongue?
When someone is going to kiss you and their tongue gets to your mouth before the fucking lips. And I hate it. And it's like this like aggressive tongue. There's just, which I think I love kissing. Kissing is the greatest thing in the world. Tongues are great. But there's, you gotta like take the other person in. I just thought of something else.
What?
When a man is maybe aggressive in a way that they think is playful, but that hasn't been agreed on.
Oh,
like
yes,
it will grab a wrist and sort of pin you down playfully or roughhouse.
That's something that you gotta talk about beforehand.
I agree.
And I think people, like, you see sex on TV and in movies and there's very little talking. And I feel like that's fucked with people a little bit because I think you need to talk throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
Is this okay? Can I do this? Does this feel good? Does this hurt? Like, just like if you're going to grab my wrist and not ask me first, that might make me feel some type of way.
Yeah.
Can I grab your wrist? Yes.
Right.
Like, most of the time it's going to be a yes.
Yeah.
You know, because like, let's have some fun.
Yeah.
But then sometimes it's like, no, that's a little too much for me. Mm-hmm. And then you have to, you know, back off a little bit. I can't do lizard tongue because my tongue's not long enough.
Oh, it's like a baby lizard.
I have a very tiny tongue.
No, but I don't think you're capable of it. We've never made out, but I'm sure you wouldn't do it.
No, because I like for lips to meet first.
That's like, right.
Right. And then you're like, okay, I like the way these lips kiss. Let me see if my tongue feels good with that tongue.
Yeah.
Right?
How is not everyone like that?
I don't know. I made out with someone in New York years and years ago whose mouth was cold. And I was like, are you dead? It was the weirdest sensation. It freaked me the fuck out. But I like kept making out.
It was like cold, like cold meat?
Cold. Yes. It was like a chicken cutlet that's been cooked and put in the refrigerator, flopped in my mouth. It was the craziest sensation of my life.
That doesn't sound pleasant.
No, and he's still alive, but like, I feel like he's dead.
Wow.
Like, it was crazy.
And it was in New York. And it was like
in
February.
New York, and you know the person.
Oh my God.
But I won't tell you who it is.
Okay,
you're never gonna know. I'll tell you when we finish recording.
Can't wait. Are we done yet? I hate. I have been kissed badly by guys who kiss so badly that I'm like, oh, are they just not into me?
Mm-hmm.
But want to keep kissing me?
Yes.
And I realize, oh, this is how they do
You're
it.
You're just bad at kissing.
Yeah, which deal break. I mean, that is. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Yeah. I have tried to overcome bad kissing. I went on several dates with this person who. For me, the kissing wasn't great, but like he kept kissing me.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I guess he thinks this is going well.
Yeah.
But I didn't know how to be like, I need you to just relax your lips.
Relax. Just like.
His lips were not pursed, but they just seemed like they held a lot of tension.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think I made him nervous.
Okay.
So I just, it was very weird. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of a dance. It's an intimate dance.
Mm-hmm.
Kissing, when it works, is to me hotter than anything else. It's the hottest thing to me.
I also agree. Kissing can be very, very sensual. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think that until maybe like last year where I had a makeout session with this dude and I was like, oh, that was like, oof, that was it.
Do I know that person?
No.
Okay.
But I truly was like, I could go home. That was fine. That was nice. That did it for me.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite is when you fuck someone and then you have a smile on your face for like the next 2 days.
Yes.
Where you're like, you made me come and I'm here for it.
Yeah. Those are the best. Those are the best.
And then I like it when you give someone direction and they're okay with it. I've slept with people who I'm like, can you do this? And then they won't do what I'm asking them to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I need you to do that. Mm-hmm. Can you? No. Okay. Can you? Oh, okay.
Is that the voice you use?
No. Honestly, Reese, this last person was like the only person I've ever done that voice with. And I don't know why I did it.
Well, and it's funny also.
Can't
it's funny.
Stop thinking about it.
I think it's funny.
Thank you. He, I think, laughed. I don't know. Also, I love a big dick. I am a size queen.
Okay.
And I'm not ashamed of it.
Don't be.
And when I pull down your pants and you got a badonkadonk in the front,
mm-hmm.
I'm so excited.
Wow. So you like people of color?
I like people of color. I like white dudes. I like anybody.
I'm not a size queen.
No.
But I do like, yeah, I'm not. I'm just.
I love it.
I mean,
there
can't be too small. Okay, here's the thing. I like dicks. I love dicks. Uh-huh. But there are big dicks that are just so big that they're too big.
I've never encountered a dick that was too big. Like, I've had very big dicks where I'm like, yes. I've never had one where I was like, I don't know where that's going. I've never had a challenge. So if you would like to challenge me with your dick, email me at baconcansave@gmail.com. Send a picture of that dick, and we'll see what we can do.
Bacon can save? Is that the name of the email?
That's my email address that I give out on podcasts
and when
I sign up for things, so my real email doesn't get all spammy.
Uh-huh, uh-huh,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and people email me such nice things sometimes.
Aw.
Yeah, a lot of people have been asking me to do videos for their children, and I haven't figured out a nice way to say no.
And then, just send him a dick pic.
Imagine. I was like, send this to your fucking kid.
Yeah.
But people have asked me to host nail art parties for their children. And I like tweeted a response because I was like, would you ever do it? And I would for $1 million.
Yeah.
And then I would, that's for me to just show the fuck up. And then I have little tears of what I would do once I was there.
Like what?
I'll wave at your kid for like $7,000. I'll look and wave for like $8,000.
These are add-ons.
Yeah.
Wow. Wave at my child.
Uh-huh.
$1 million to show up at the address.
Uh-huh.
But you would, like, you would leave
in a... No. Sorry, I described that wrong. So, like, for me to host the party, for me to, like, top to bottom, a half hour hosting, $1 million. For me to just show up, look at your kid, that's, like, $5,000.
Wow.
And then to, like, wave at your kid, that's, like, $7,000. There's lots of tears. My point is...
Can you have a drag impersonator do it for you if you're busy?
Oh, my God, imagine...
Has there ever been a drag queen?
No. There's never been a drag queen that's impersonated me. I would love it, though. It would be such a treat and such a dream to have someone just plop on a big old curly wig and be like, That was a bad impression of myself. I'm Nicole Scootaboo.
In the meantime, Barbara Fella can be your drag spirit animal.
Fuck, Barbara Fella is so fucking funny.
But Barbara Fella can never do you.
No, I don't think Barbara Fella... Well, she can. I'm her manager.
That's true, in bad taste. Oh, have these people offered you a price? Have they offered you anything?
No, nobody's ever offered me a price. They just ask me to do it as if I don't get paid to host the show, and is it like as if that's something I'd want to do?
I'm on television, people.
Well, also, it's like it's my job. You would never ask someone to bag groceries at your child's grocery themed birthday party for free.
No.
Like, if you're a clown, you get paid to clown at a party. You want me to come to a party? You gotta fucking pay me.
Yeah. Also, that sounds like a sad party.
I'm sure there's some little kid out there who's like, I just love Whole Foods. Can I have a Whole Foods themed birthday party?
Now that sounds adorable. Yeah. Kids are dumb. Kids and animals are dumb, dumb, dumb.
Kids and animals are dumb. Don't let them eat you out.
Yeah. If you're a kid, you don't deserve this podcast.
No. It's very funny. People also tweet at me. They're like, my kid loves you and nailed it, and I love your podcast. The two shall never mix.
Oh, God, no. There's no overlap.
No.
The closest, I just watched when the Queer Eyes came to your bonus episode of your show.
Yes.
There's a tiny sliver of overlap right there.
Really?
Right?
I guess.
That's still friendly.
I think it's still pretty child friendly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you're right.
I mean, if you're like a hardcore Christian who hates gay people, the whole episode's going to be a problem for you.
Well, you can go fuck yourself.
Because it's literally called Nailed It Meets Queer Eye, or Nailed It and Queer Eye, or whatever. Yeah. I'll never understand people who hate gay people just for being gay. It's the wildest thing I ever heard in my damn life.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Also, racism seems to be exhausting, right?
Wouldn't that take a lot of energy?
Right? So much energy. Like, gerrymandering to me is the craziest thing, specifically because someone had to look at a map and then redraw district lines. That is, like, you're taking time out of your life to be evil?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I think Samantha Bee did a piece last week mm-hmm. about gerrymandering, and the maps look insane.
Insane!
Which someone put effort, exactly what you just said. Mitch McConnell's behind it all. I hate him. He's evil.
Everyone's kind of fucking evil right now, and I'm not here for it.
No, I'm not here.
I'm like, guys, can't we just all get along, all be happy, just, like, let people do whatever they fucking want?
Yeah.
Like, being like, I don't want gay people to get married is the craziest thing I've ever heard, specifically because I'm like, how does it affect your life?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. I'm going to say when... of course, I've always been gay, mm-hmm. but I always had sort of a mental gap with why would, like, of course, straight people that were supportive of gay people, mm-hmm. I always thought that's really nice, but what's in it for them? Until I became more, learned more about trans people, mm-hmm. and there's no part of me that wants to, like, keep anyone from having their full human rights and mm-hmm. full human dignity, and that the trans community helped me empathize with straight people who are supportive of queers in general.
Interesting. Like,
does that make sense?
I think it does make sense. And I
like, there's nothing in it for me.
Kind of beautiful.
It's just like, is it so hard to be a fucking human being with empathy?
Yeah, it is very, all of it's just wild. Like, bathroom laws. I'm like, you read a book. I don't know.
Read a
like,
book.
Do anything else, but like, why are you trying to disenfranchise a group of people? It's so crazy to me. My mother... She was a Christian. She went to church, but she also loved everybody and was like, people make choices. And if that's how you want to live your life, then like, I still love you. Mm-hmm. And that has been like very much ingrained with me. Like, my sister and I are very much like, live your life, do whatever you want. I'm not judging. Who am I to fucking judge you?
Mm-hmm. That sounds like the best kind of Christian one could be.
Well, I feel like that's the Christian you're supposed to be. Like, and I understand that, like, especially like in Baptist churches, they say God is a vengeful God. And me personally, I'm like, okay. But like, if you read the Bible, they're all parables.
Right.
They're not, or at least I don't think they're supposed to be taken literally. But it's like, we take some of it literally. Not we, I don't really go to church anymore. But like, they'll take some of it literally and then not other things. I'm like, but wait a minute, y'all love shellfish, and the Bible says shellfish ain't to be eaten.
Yeah, it also says y'all should not have mixed fabrics.
Uh-huh.
And I know that's Old Navy.
That's all of Old Navy. That's all of Old Navy, baby. Yes, some poly blends,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
some rayon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, it's a lot of things in there that I'm like, well, why do we hold up some of it and not all of it?
Yeah.
Oh, because you want it to work for you and right. you want to like talk down on people. We're getting real deep. I need you to go through my Tinder profile.
Oh, thank you.
Whoa. If you would like to follow along, you can go to facebook.com and go to my page, Nicole Byer Comedy, and you can follow along with Tony Rodriguez.
Oh, also, while you're there, Barbafella.
Yeah, look up some Barbafella videos.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Tell us what am I looking seeing. At?
Okay, you are crouching next to, it looks like a Barbie Jeep,
mm-hmm.
and you're wearing a black and white striped top. Is it overalls?
Yeah.
Are the overalls?
Serving you full child fantasy.
Your wig is Beyonce gorgeous.
Thank you. I wore it on Wendy Williams, and people were like, we hate this hair helmet. And I was like,
what?
Thank you.
No, this is Wendy Williams.
They were very mean to me.
Did you ever see, I don't remember, there's a show on Nickelodeon, I've seen it like twice. Like, there was a mannequin in a window that would come to life.
No!
It was like about a department store, and the show would take place at night when the mannequins would come to
Wait,
life.
Wait, this is a Disney show?
A Nickelodeon show?
A Nickelodeon show?
Yeah.
Have seen Life Size where Lindsay Lohan gets a Barbie and it turns into Tyra Banks.
Really?
That would freak me the fuck out.
That's terrifying.
Right?
That sort of describes this, but this is delightful.
Thank you.
I would swipe right on this.
Thank you.
I'm looking at more pictures?
Yes, look at all of them.
Oh. Okay, you're drinking, you have a tiny hat. You are, looks like you're having the time of your life, drinking a very colorful drink with a fruit salad in it. There's at least three different colors of things floating in the drink.
Yep.
It looks like you've been, oh, it's a pineapple hat.
Yes, it's the top for the drink. I put it on my head to be like, I'm cute.
Where is this?
This awful restaurant called Tom George's LA. It's downtown. I do not recommend it to anyone. I had the worst time there. It was very bad. I waited for like 2 hours for my table, even though there was multiple tables open. And then our food took so long. Half of it was cold. Bad. Don't go.
Tom George's?
I think it's Tom George's or John George's. I think it's Tom George's. Downtown LA. Tom George's.
All right. I'm never going.
Don't go.
Did you get to keep the hat, the pineapple hat?
No.
All right. Swipe. Oh. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Okay. You are wearing a t-shirt that to me looks like the old school Muppets.
Okay.
And I want it. Oh, and the teeth are what's it called? They're dangling off.
They're pronounced.
They're three-dimensional.
It's a monster shirt.
And the second thing I notice here is you are holding a horse dick-sized blue dildo.
I love that that's the second thing you noticed.
Yeah. The first thing I noticed was the colorful Muppet shirt. No, it's not colorful. It's black and white. But that my little children's eye gravitated towards that. Where is this?
That was at the Pleasure Chest, which is in West Hollywood.
Oh.
On Monday nights.
Okay.
At the Pleasure Chest.
You could also use that as a mic. A mic prop.
Imagine I just drilled a hole through it and then I just routed the mic through it. And I was like, that's the only way I'll perform, by holding a giant cock.
What reactions do you get from these pictures? I want to keep looking too. The next picture is exactly what we just described, except you're holding a giant horse-sized dick-shaped-sized Oscar.
Yes.
Horse dick-sized Oscar.
Yes, my friend Ben Green photoshopped that for me, and I think it's funny.
Oh, he's a sweetheart.
But nobody has commented that it's the same picture twice. People, I don't know.
Nobody?
Maybe I'm just too clever.
For L.A., you might be.
Fucking Tinder.
For the L.A. Tinder watching community. How often do you refresh your images? I don't. Mine are easily 2 years old.
I change them for the podcast every now and again because people have been everyone's just hearing the same thing. So I'll probably change it again after this.
Okay. I'm the last.
You're the last.
Oh. You're wearing a one-piece... Would you say a bodysuit?
Yeah. That's so you can see all the body.
Yeah. I mean, it's fabulous.
Thank you. Truly
fabulous. And it looks like you're about to climb an empty bookcase, but you just got caught.
Yes. Trying to climb. And then the world says, no. That was some dressing room that John, my roommate, and I had to share for something.
Mo Melheiser?
Yeah. Aww. We were hosting something.
You give him a hug for me.
I will. He doesn't like hugs, but I'll force it on him.
Really? He doesn't like hugs?
He doesn't hug me very often.
Really?
And today I said, I love you, to silence.
Oh. Was he visible in the room?
No, but I'm sure he heard me. I'm always trying to touch him. This sounds awful.
I'm
always trying to give him hugs, and he doesn't like hugs. And I think I like to give him hugs because he doesn't like it. Once I showed him my pussy because we used to play this game where I would get out of the shower and my bathroom was across from my bedroom. So I'd be in a town, I'd run to my room. And if he was coming out of his room at the same time, he'd be like, I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get you. And then one day I was like, I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna show you my pussy. And he was like, no. And then one day he's like, I'll see your pussy. And I said, no, I can't show it to you. And then he went, I knew it. So then I lifted up my towel and I was like, there's my pussy.
Wow.
And he was upset.
What kind of upset?
He was just like, why did you do that? It's like, well, you called my bluff and I had to do it.
Yeah. I mean, you have to.
And it was very funny to listen to him try to describe it to other people. He was like, it was just... He would draw it with his finger. He would be like, it was like this, like doing loop-de-loops with his finger. And he was like, and there was nothing there, but just, it was like a thing.
Had he ever seen a vagina before?
I don't know. I think he has.
I'm a gold star gay.
Are you?
Is he a gold star gay?
I mean, I don't think so.
Is that too personal?
But yeah, maybe that's personal. I don't know. Who knows?
Who knows? But I will go on the record as saying I'm a gold star gay.
I love it. You've never dipped in a pus?
I'm never.
And then I learned what a platinum is. That's a C-section.
Yes.
Which is very funny to me.
That's very funny. Yeah, that's funny. I mean, we all have to. Why do we need boxes? Why just put myself in a box?
I don't know, but I think Gold Star is very, it's a cute little way of just being like, I've never been interested in women and I've never touched one.
Yeah. I mean, I'll hug a woman. I love women.
I guess I'll hug one as long as all her fucking clothes are on.
I mean,
I don't need any nasty titties touching me.
No, I'll touch titties.
Will you?
I love titties. Yeah.
Titties.
I love titties. I'm still like a dusty gold star gay.
I love it. A dusty gold star gay. I'm just a little dusty. Mm-hmm. Here, finish my proofer.
Oh my God. The aforementioned picture that to me looks like you're wearing a Muppet t-shirt with a DVD copy of Ghost.
Yes, Ben also photoshopped that in.
Oh, who's this puppy? You're holding
That's
a puppy.
That's Clyde. That's my little dog. He'll bite you, but then be your friend.
He's so cute. Will he bite?
I love
he
him.
Bites?
He, not hard.
Is he a rescue?
Yes, and he's 9 pounds, so when people reach down to get to him, I think he feels a little... threatened.
I would be.
Right?
If I were tiny.
If someone's big ass hand was coming at you, you'd be like, no!
Yeah. What was the rescue? Can you say?
It was a place called Dogs Without Borders, which makes it sound like they're rescuing dogs from like Mexico, but I don't think they are.
They're saving them from like Glendale.
Yes, I picked him up in North Hollywood.
Okay.
An actor. I didn't even realize he was like an actor until I saw him on TV and I was like, that's the man who had Clyde.
Oh, hey, your outfit in this is radiant. Literally, it looks like you're wearing the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And your sunglasses are great. You have great wardrobe.
Thank you.
On your social meds.
Today, not so much because I plan on going to the gym skis.
Still look cute.
Thank you. I fucking hate the gym. It sucks.
I go to Griffith Park. That's the end. Oh, that's the last picture.
Yeah, then read my profile. It's been a long time on it.
Things to know about me. I'm that bae. Baby, always eating. I'm always SMH. Shouting my hypotheses. You better believe I'm NSFW. Never sorry for walking. I'll never be your WCW, working cash woman. Okay? Always DTF and the DIY. Down to fly and the destination is yours. Yes? Okay. They're just telling you what they do. We compare your Facebook friends.
Yeah.
That is on the Tinder?
Yeah, I guess.
I love that. What responses do you get? What kind of guys do you attract from?
Let's see. Truly, this guy texted. He was like, we were messaging, and we had a cute little conversation for the night, and then he never messaged me again. This man... He said, we should cuddle. It would be a beautiful thing. I said, okay. He said, let's make it happy. I said, okay, I'm free next week. Nothing. And
guys
he was hot.
Guys just disappear.
Yeah, it does. It doesn't make any sense.
Everything's so delicate with online dating.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll check in on an app and someone that I have talked to before, suddenly they're like, all in. They're like, oh, hey, how are you going? How's your week? I'm free, this, that, and the other. And I happen to be looking at it like I'm checking my email and I don't have time to respond. So nothing happens. And I feel like I've been on both sides of that.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's timing. Everything's so delicate.
It is. And I've learned that like I shouldn't message anybody unless I want to meet them that week or the next. Within like 4 days.
Yeah.
Because then you're just going to go back and forth fucking forever. And then... it's just going to be very, very annoying. Oh, here's a person who was on Hinge. I took a screenshot of his profile because it blew my mind. It was a white guy at like a Ku Klux Klan museum or exhibit, and he took a picture with it and put it on his fucking profile. And I was like, okay. And he's making a face, but I'm like, what is that face? And I was going to message him, but I was like, no. let's not even invite that into my world.
No.
But I was like, what was your thought process? Whoa, this is crazy. Then why'd you put it on a dating profile? Or like, this is where I align my thoughts. Why would you put that on a date? That's third date, you know, conversation. Like, I'm a Klansman. Like, tell me on the third date, you know?
Oh, my God. No.
Isn't that nuts?
That's a gift right there.
You think that's first date?
You can see right through it. Whatever he was thinking is wrong.
Yeah, it blew my mind.
Yeah.
I was like,
is it a joke? It's awful.
I guess it is good to know up front, so I didn't like say yes to him or something, and then later he's like, oh, P.S., I said yes to kill you.
Jesus Christ.
This other man on OK
Cupid.
That
sounds like the title of a Lifetime movie.
I said yes to kill you.
P.S., I said yes to kill you.
This man on OK Cupid messaged me and he said, imagine living your life as a goddess with a man slave who lives to serve you and literally does anything you say. You would be spoiled rotten and never have to work again. Interested?
And you said,
I didn't say one word back.
You said, I'm a goddess to Netflix.
I like working. I do. Oh, this is an insane thing. Okay, this person, this man, I won't tell you his name because this fucking is an insane profile. Looking for a woman who wants to sob on my lap about fake rape stories, date other men while we're engaged, and not tell me until after we're married. Oh, and be on Facebook every day as a good stay-home mother, sexting other men while I'm at work every day like my ex-wife did. Okay. Not really wanting to go through that nightmare again. Isn't that nuts?
Fake rape stories?
Yes, that's on his fucking profile. And I read that and was like, what is wrong with everybody? Everyone's fucked.
You know what? You just illuminated something for me in reading that. I have thought for a long time that the garbage men I've met on the gay dating apps are the fucking worst troll people I could possibly encounter. But I have to give it up to straight women. It has to be so much worse.
I mean,
and you just proved it.
They're fucking nuts.
Insane.
It's
like, it's already difficult between straight women and straight men. All the navigating, right? Of everything.
You add social media and then you add like men hate women. Not all men, but some men hate women. This man hates women.
Obviously.
And he's just putting it out there. I hate my fucking ex-wife. And I assume a lot of other women are like that out there. So I'm going to put this fucking thing on my pro. It's just nuts.
Oh my God.
Everyone is out of their minds. Would you date me, Tony?
Well, yeah. Let's do it.
Thank
I love
you.
The titties. I mean,
Thank
the titties
you.
In general. I wasn't speaking to yours, but yours are lovely, too.
Thank
I wasn't
you.
Trying to be gross about it.
I don't love my titties. They're the only thing I really don't love about them,
Why?
About my body. I used to wish they were bigger. I'm thankful that they're not bigger. But I wish my nipples pointed a little bit more north.
Where do they point?
They point about, I would say, east-south.
Sure.
Or west-south. They're not completely south, but they're at an angle. And I wish they were at an upward angle. But I don't even know how you fix that.
I don't know. Some things don't need to be fixed. Most things, right? I feel like I don't have nipples.
You don't have
they're
no nipples?
They're just dead.
Let me see your nips. You have nipples.
My hairy belly.
Oh, dear, you have hairy belly.
My hairy belly.
Tony, do you have anything you want to promote?
I do. Can I promote two things?
Yes.
I just started a podcast with my ex-boyfriend.
Crazy.
Who is now my podcast co-host.
Okay.
Called You Have to Watch This Movie.
Okay.
Each week we have a special guest who comes on to talk about a movie they love.
Okay.
We've had Lennon Parham, Beth Dover, Tess Peraz, hopefully you if our calendars can line up. And I have a monthly show at UCB, Spanish IQ Presents. It's a Latinx variety show, first Fridays of the month, with Carlos Santos, Risa Licea, and Oscar Montoya.
Yes, yes, yes.
Through the March.
Funniest people. Okay, well, that's it for this episode of Why Won't You Date Me?
Why won't you date me?
Very nice. And if you like this episode, please subscribe and rate it on iTunes. And if you leave something dirty on the comment section or DM me, I'll screenshot it and read it. So, and I'll say your name. Daniel Burson said, Nicole, I would suck your butthole until I turned you inside out. Then I'd pound that pussy till you were inside out. I want to eat a taco from your taco. Splash my hot al pastor all over them titties, girl. I'm a lift that ass up and let it drop. Lift that shit and let it drop. Slow-mo Instagram story that shit and watch them chunks dance, girl.
Wow. 5 stars?
Yep, well, that was just a DM on Instagram. Oh, and I wanted to read this lady.
Wait, oh, on Instagram, sorry. Yeah. I thought for a second, I was thinking of Tinder.
No, like, this is wow. On Instagram. Okay. I love it. This right. Person said, I wanted to share an online dating story that was a bit funny. Before I met my husband, I went out with a few guys from OkCupid and ended up meeting a guy named Berta. Could have been red flag number one, but I ignored it. But I like that she didn't accept that name as like something weird and off. Then he took me to dinner at a southern restaurant. Yes, please. He was actually okay at first, somewhat funny and kind, so I had high hopes until the actual dinner was put down on the table. That's when he pulled out his teeth and put them on the table. I wasn't really sure what to do, but as a chef, I was both grossed out and turned off. Anyways, best of luck.
Wow.
If someone took out their teeth and proceeded to mush their food, I think I would be in love because that means you could take your teeth out and munch my pussy. That's it for this episode. And that's how I'm going to end it. Whoop, whoop,
whoop, whoop, whoop, munch up on that.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at tmobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at tmobile.com.
Do you ever wonder how celebrities order food? Like, is Sarah Paulson a Diet Coke or a regular Coke girlie?
Some peasant Coke? No.
Or how does Sofia Vergara order a pizza?
No tomatoes. I cannot eat tomatoes.
Yes. Are you killed with mushrooms?
Not really.
Okay. If these are the details you need, and I know you do, I have the podcast for you. I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and on my podcast, Dinner's on Me, I take some notable friends of mine out to dinners in Los Angeles and New York City. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing was delicious.